People in Khartoum are desperate to get out. Gathering whatever they can carry, they're seeking safety wherever they can find it. Many have already crossed into Chad. More are likely to follow.
We could witness with our own eyes the hundreds and hundreds of people that had just left the village in Sudan. This particularly was one village named Tindulti, and they came to Chad, to an area that is extremely poor. There is no service available, no medical service, no water, nothing.
Chad has its own problems. Conflict and climate change have left more than 2 million people struggling to get enough to eat. And it's already hosting hundreds of thousands of refugees who fled conflicts in the region. Aid agencies fear there won't be enough to go around.
We are dispatching a convoy of food aid for 10,000 people only for 2 months, or 20,000 people for 1 month. And it's very complex. We are borrowing from a project for another, but we really need support. We cannot continue like this.
Back in Sudan, the violence has been escalating and both sides are refusing to talk. Those fleeing the fighting have no way of knowing if or when they'll see their homes again. Fintan Monaghan, Al Jazeera.